Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
How are we feeling after the close, fun-filled 2 hours?
Oh, well, the Baja Men got me up and going, Tom.
Didn't it?
It was great.
Oh, God, I'm glad I played that.
Love that from Year 6 Disco.
Got about an hour to go left, and we ask questions. But after 9 o'clock, they take a turn to the naughty. And, of course, we always provide a content warning after 9 o'clock. Right now, we want to ask on 133353. Actually, let's just say that up next, we're going to be asking about sex bets. But right now, how much sex is too much sex, Ollie? It's the age-old question. How much is too much? What do you reckon?
Well, I mean,
every day? Is that too much every day?
Well, no, that's good, isn't it?
You reckon?
Of course.
You would go every day for a whole year. You'd be able to
well,
keep up.
Well, I don't, but in theory, I would.
Yeah, you would.
I don't, but the key part is I don't. But yes, I'm saying that I'd be up for it in theory.
See, I don't
know. Well, you
know
think
about
once
that.
once every day is too much?
I reckon every day would get too much.
Oh. When, you know, me and Sarah were like fresh, you know, and the passion is just up top level. Oh. It was every day for sure.
God, get a room.
Oh, it was just, you know, take you here, take you there.
In the what?
Do it in the bathroom, do it in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. 133353. Maybe you do it every day, and that's great. That's not too much for you. I'd love to hear from you with that. What do you reckon is too much?
I think twice a day is a bit much. Every day.
Yeah, see, if every day isn't too much, what is that just the right amount? Or is every now and then, sometimes you do it twice a day?
I think every day, I think once a day is a good rhythm to get into.
133353, how much is too much? We want your theories here. Give us a call. 133353. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Divinals, Boys in Town. Boys in Town, Divinals. Tom and Ollie just enjoying a little caramel digestive. Pretty amazing on the M's.
Get some Metamucil, mate, if you've got issues.
No, digestives don't actually provide any digestive relief.
What?
Have you read the box?
Surely they do.
No,
they're digestives. Called digestives.
Yeah, but on the box it says this is not a digestive aid.
That is absolute bull dust.
Is that pretty amazing? Were you amazed by that?
Well, I'm amazed, but I'm more angry.
Well, don't go too hard on them because I want them to sponsor
like,
the show.
You know,
because these are.
It's like calling something a gut buster.
These are bloody delicious.
Doesn't help at all. It's misleading.
Belle, you're loving that. Look, caramel. It's got caramel
Oi,
in it.
Oi, Piggy, stop eating during the show.
Sorry.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
A content warning for after 9 o'clock. So if you're easily offended, not the best time to be eating biscuits or being offended.
Yeah, well, do your job, Tom. That's what I'd say. It's my advice to you.
Okay.
Do your job.
Hey, we're asking how much sex is too much sex? How much is too much? What do you reckon? Give us a call 133353. Currently only one person's called up. So we would like a few thoughts around this. If you're having a lot of sex, are you doing okay with it? I would really love to hear from someone who is having it every day. Sure, you're going to miss out here and there if you're sick or whatever, but are you having it every day? 133353.
Would you expect them to say that they're doing it every day and it's too much?
Because then no, I want to know if that's like okay, if that's a good bit.
Are you getting enough, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a very loaded
Obviously,
answer.
Recently,
yeah, single, and yet he is getting enough. So if you're worried, guys,
when I say ready to mingle,
he's
not ready. Just am mingling,
single, and have been mingling since day dot.
Nah, come on.
Well, that's rude.
Mark on 133353. How much is too much? Do you reckon? What do you reckon?
Look, I reckon that, you know, I'm currently at a stage now where it's sort of every day.
Yeah, right.
And you reach the point where, you know, I think that when I think back to when it was weekly, you had like the good moves that you'd pull out.
Mm.
And when you do it every day, you sort of think, oh, didn't I do this yesterday? And God, isn't this getting a bit old? And then if you don't do it, she sort of gives you that look like, oh, so you're not bringing out the good moves today. Like, you know, what's going on there?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't pull out, you know, her bag of tricks, and you're thinking, oh, so it's not, all right. So it does get really routine, and it does sort of get really sort of just mechanical.
Mark, that's why we're only on Monday through Wednesday. That's why we take Thursday through Sunday off, so that they don't get tired of us. So,
totally get it.
Yeah, right.
It's like doing stand-up comedy, isn't it, Mark? You can't just keep pulling out your best gags.
No, that's right. That's right.
So what was the decision to go every day? Is it just that's what's happening at the moment?
Oh, and I was just like, and like it did get sort of routine, you know, like you sit down, watch some TV shows, watch some episodes of your Game of Thrones, and you go to bed and you're like, okay, well, now it's time for this and time for that. And, you know, and before you know it, it's like, you know, you're all sweaty at 1 a.m. and you're thinking, bloody hell, we're here again. And, you know, like you enjoy it while it's there, but you're thinking, God, I'm knackered the next day. And
so then
you know,
is there a conversation that you have then where you go, can we just pull back a little bit, or how's that work?
Oh, you sort of do, but, you know, in the moment you sort of go, ah, come on, one more time. It's always good. So, you know, straight afterwards you have the, you know, the very serious conversation of, look, I really think, you know, we're going a bit hard here. And then after that you sort of forget.
I reckon this is a rare issue, Mark. You sound like a drug addict who's like, all right, that's it. No more after that. And you keep going
Not really. Oh, and then there's the energy stores too. Like, you know, you just eat like a madman the next day because you're just getting drained, literally.
Mark, on the eating with the sex thing, is it just me or do you get quite peckish after sex?
Yeah, always, yeah.
Yeah, do you get that early? Do you get hungry after sex?
No, go to sleep normally.
Oh, I just want to eat carb.
Yeah. leftover KFC in the fridge is awesome.
Oh, mate, get the capers.
Wouldn't you be full afterwards?
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Mark.
I went there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Seriously. No, don't answer it. Good on you, Mark. Ben, what do you reckon? How much sex is too much sex?
Hey, boys, how you going?
Yeah, good, Ben.
Yeah, well, I've got a mate, and he reckons, I don't know if it's true or not, but his record with his girlfriend is 7 times in one night.
Yeah, but he's not doing that regularly, is he, Ben?
Oh, well, he reckons he's on a standard night, it's about two or three times a night.
Are you? Wow, Ben.
Are they a fresh couple?
Oh, they've been going out for about a year now.
Yeah, so that's not true.
And this is a pretty regular thing.
Man. Wow, a couple of times a night. What do you reckon for you, Ben? What's kind of standard for you, do you reckon?
No, I'm probably about once a night if I'm lucky.
Once a night, yeah. So you'd be going every day?
Yeah, once a day, maybe. Once a night, yeah.
Yeah, right.
When you hear your mates bragging, we'll call it, would you? What's your reaction to that?
I'd just say, mate, how can you do it?
Yeah.
How do you have that much in you? Honestly.
Yeah.
I'll do one time, and that's enough for me. I turn around and go to bed.
Yeah.
We're a one-hit wonder club, Ben. Welcome to it. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So,
interesting stuff. 133353. Have you got any thoughts on this one? How much is too much sex? Mm. How much is too much?
Well, what's the normal amount, Tom? Could even be the logical sort of question here. What is a good, healthy, normal amount of sex? Because Mark's saying once a week or once a day is too much. So what is that natural resting point where it's like, you know what, this is the right amount?
You don't need to have all the answers for humankind. We want to know what's normal for you. 133353. What's normal when it comes to sex, and how much is too much, do you reckon? It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After 9. Slash with Ghost, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Of course, it's after 9 o'clock, so if you're listening now, hey, things get naughty and you better be over 18.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
It is a content warning. I went back to my school last week, Ollie, and was talking to year 11 students.
Yeah.
Some of them had heard some of the stuff on Naughty After 9, and I actually repeated one of the stories.
Not good. Students shouldn't hear that.
Not good. Students.
I do sub-teaching, and I make it very much a point that they do not know my first name, because if they found out some of the stuff in this podcast or this show, the 9 till 10 hour, I could lose my job.
Awkward sex shop encounters coming up soon, but right now, 133353. How much sex is too much sex? What do you reckon is the normal amount that we should be having? Give us a call. 133353. We need your thoughts here on this one. Alex, what do you reckon? I'm glad we've got a female perspective. Thank you for joining us. What's too much sex, do you reckon?
I think one before breakfast and one after dinner. Anymore, you're being greedy.
Yeah, right. So you could go twice a day, Alex?
Usually, yep.
Wow.
I mean, would you agree with me in saying that'd be a lot for the average person?
I suppose so. Probably for a lot of people.
So you'd say you're a lucky one then if you're getting this?
I do think so.
Yeah.
Have you been getting this like regularly? Have you been doing the twice a day regularly?
We've been together for a few years now.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And it's so it's sort of maintained. I mean, some couples would sort of drop off and slow down, but you guys are just powering through.
Yep. It's never boring.
Yeah, well, never boring. Interesting.
Good on you, Alex. Kelly on 133353. What do you reckon? How much is too much, Kelly?
Every day is definitely way too much.
Yeah, right.
Especially from a mother's perspective. I reckon every second, third day is plenty, especially getting hassled by kids. You just don't want to be touched when you go to bed.
Yeah, right. So once you've got the young kids, is it just that sleep's important?
Yep, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Right. I do want to know, and we might ask this tomorrow, Ellie, what changes after childbirth, but sex must be a different one.
Good question, completely. Yeah. What are the key changes? So, yeah. Kelly, is your husband hankering for it, and you're going, no?
Every day of the week.
Really? He's just insatiable?
Yeah.
Yep. And so you could keep up before the kids?
Yeah, before the kids it was different.
Yeah.
Was that every day before the kids?
Probably nearly every day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and it's just tiredness that takes over.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
is it? You don't have to answer this, of course, but is the physicalness, like, is the actual physical act too much, or is it more just because you're tired and that kind of thing?
No, yeah, it's just because I'm tired. But then once it starts, then it's all right. It's just the initial.
It's the motivation, isn't it? Getting into
it. Motivation.
Yeah,
totally. Well, thank you for sharing with us, Kelly. Over to Brett. Brett, what do you reckon on this one? How much is too much?
Oh, geez, once a week's plenty.
Once a week, Brett?
I've got young kids too. I'm 35, run a business. My wife stays at home, looks after the kids. Once I go to bed, you have your time. And just sitting there, just in your own peace and quiet, it's just, you know, it's an amazing feeling.
Yeah. You know you're living when you look forward to just sitting in silence.
Oh, you've got no idea. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
When you're in the, you know, the situation, you get in the act, you're like, yeah, this is great. You know, when, obviously, early days, it's, you know, you're 4 or 5 times a day type of thing. But
yeah,
I think we're almost 10 years of marriage. So once a week, generally, it's consistent. It doesn't matter what day it is, or there's no timing on it, but it's, you know, it averages around once a week. To me, that's fine.
Yeah, Brett, I was going to ask, is there a danger if you do once a week that it could sort of slip away to less and less?
Oh, there's been times where, you know, you have a dry spell.
Yeah.
We all have dry spells. But, you know.
But, you know, what keeps it coming back? Is it a knowledge that you should keep doing it, or is it that passion downstairs that goes, nah, let's do it?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of, you're in sync, I suppose, after that long. And it's exactly what the last caller said with children. It pretty much destroys you in every way possible. So.
Well, that sounds like a really exciting time.
No, positive.
Yeah.
I have the positives, but when it comes to, you know, like I'm a builder, so, you know, you've got that kind of stress of guys and running guys on site, and she's got kids and, you know, you just sit down, you talk, and you might have a cuddle, and you're like, yeah, that's good enough. I'm going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, totally. We are, you are in Triple M with Tom and Ollie. It is Naughty After 9. We are asking how much sex is too much sex.
Yeah, I hear you, Brett. There are positives, but it just destroys you in every way. So, I mean, you've laid it out quite clearly there.
Alan, you've got a system for this in terms of sex.
Well, I've been married for over 30 years and with the same partner. And when I first got married, it was like twice a week. So for 50 weeks a year with 2 weeks off for holidays, that was 100 points for the year. So over the years, and we had kids, it dropped to 1 a week. So I went from 100 points down to a good 50 points.
Yeah.
Now I'm batting about every 10 days to 15 days. So I'm about, you know, 25 to 33.
When you say you're now, batting, every those days, do you mean you're having a solo session? Or?
No solo sessions are counted in this point system.
Yeah, right.
But I agree with your previous caller. You know, it's quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
But look, every 10 days now would be wonderful. That brings you down to the 25 to 33 points out of 100. I tell you what, if it drops under 20, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I hear you, Alan.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Was it, I mean, we've got time to ask a question, Tom?
30 seconds.
Alan, yeah. I mean, was it as the marriage goes on, it just gets less and less? Is that the vibe?
Look, it does get less, but the quality gets better. And, you know, the old joke is, you know, I make love to a different woman every night versus make love to the same woman every night. You know, I'm in the latter part and I think I've done a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Alan. I think that answers a lot of our questions surrounding that all.
Lovely.
We're going to go to an 8-minute epic now of Tunnel of Love with Dire Straits.
Up next, Tom?
After this,
Sex Bets. Sex Bets.
Do you make a bet about sex?
Do you make bets about sex?
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Well done.
Everyone got their cup of tea during Tunnel of Love, Dire Straits, the 8-minute epic, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It is, of course, after 9 o'clock. So I must stress that we have a content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
And also, just on the Dire Straits, Ollie, did you know it was Mark Knopfler's birthday today?
Yeah, is it? Good on you, Mark. Have a good one. Now, Tom, we've got a message in on our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie. You can find us there. And we love to get your messages, and often they inspire our Naughty After 9 questions.
Yeah, and if you ever have a question to ask for Naughty After 9, please get in contact. We don't need them. Like,
we don't need them, but do send them in.
Yeah.
Tom, we got a message. Do you remember the one we got about you guys should do a caller topic on ice addiction?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Didn't respond to that one. I should.
No. Yeah.
It's not bad. I like it. Good. We've done heroin, so we may as well do ice as well. Yeah. But no, this one comes from Margaret. She said, guys, ever talked about sex bets?
It was Michelle, mate. It was Michelle.
Was it Michelle?
Michelle.
I was going to change her name just out of respect, but that's okay, mate. You've asked her now. So Michelle said, it's, guys, have you heard of sex bets? This is where you have a bet, something on the line, maybe a gamble is laid out, and the resulting winning or losing is sex.
You have that bet with your partner, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't, but yeah, in theory you do. I haven't really done sex bets, but maybe it's a thing. So 133353, if you have, they had a deal where Michelle, I think it was, went for Hawthorn and her partner went for West Coast. If she won, she would get what they called a Hawthorn handy. And if he won, if his West Coast Eagles team won, then he'd get a West Coast wristy.
It's brilliant stuff.
Sex bets. There was an older couple. You know, these guys weren't 25. They were up 50 plus.
I like this idea of like spicing things up in the bedroom and putting a bit of a bet on of a sexual nature on the line. Do you reckon you do something like this, Ollie?
Yeah,
totally. It does make you want to work harder in something, doesn't it?
It could be one of those things. Maybe it's even like not a sex bet, but a sex arrangement where it's like if I cook, you have to then give me.
Bit of a bargaining tool, you could say. Have you used sex as a bargaining tool? 133353.
I'm trying to think of an alliteration. If you were the chef, like a cook's cocky or something.
Cook's cunnilingus.
Oh yeah, well done.
A cook's
cockylingus.
Good, because not all cooks are women.
You're worried that you're going to be painted as a pig. And fair enough, you should
never.
Be. You should be. 133353, if you've done a sex bet, sex arrangement, or some kind of sex gambling, maybe.
Give us a call, Tom and Ollie, on Triple M with Naughty After 9.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
G'day, welcome to the program. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What is it, a current affair?
No, that's
Noni Hazlehurst.
Noni Hazlehurst.
Better Homes and Gardens. Welcome to the program.
G'day, welcome to the program. Naughty After 9, of course, has a whole content warning around it. Forget about sex bets. That didn't go off on the phones. Nobody called up on 133353, but that's fine.
No,
we'll move on.
Sex bet.
Ollie, I was driving past a sex shop on the weekend, and I thought, you know what's awkward?
Just driving past?
Just driving past. I was...
Oh, so you drove past a store and then thought of something.
Well,
you didn't go into the store.
Nah, never. I've never been in a sex shop.
We all know you love your toys, so just own it. Don't pretend you don't. You went to a sex shop. What happened?
Imagine being in a sex shop and your dad walks in. That's the type of story I want. Oh, great.
Oh.
Okay. This is exactly
with
what
your teachers, all three of them.
Awkward sex shop encounters.
And your cat. It just gets worse and worse.
God. Let's not talk about pets again tonight, okay? Because that was awkward.
And the cat's not alive.
133353. Your awkward sex shop encounters. Maybe it was with someone there that you saw, or maybe it was with a staff member and you had an awkward encounter with them.
Yeah.
What happened at the sex shop?
It's almost like any sex shop stories could, in theory, be interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. What happened at the sex shop?
What happened at the sex shop?
What happened at the sex shop? 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. This is easy. Faith No More. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty after 9. Oh, nice one, Faith No More. Easy with Tom and Ollie on Triple M after 9 o'clock. We need to say a content warning, so content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty after 9.
If we've got time, we'd love to find out if you find Granny's hot in about 10 minutes' time. But right now, 1-3-3-5-3. Awkward sex shop encounters / what happened in the sex shop?
Yeah, it's a dicey place to be, Tom, if you're not really sure of who's going to be there. I always find it awkward.
How many times have you been to a sex shop?
Oh, once.
Really?
I always walk past.
Joking?
I always walk past. I want to go in. But when I'm on my own, I find it awkward.
I'll take you in there, buddy. It's not that bad.
I know. It's just the act of walking through the threshold.
There's a great shop in Abbotsford that I go into. Not regularly, but it's just good times. Manhouse, good on you guys. Give them a shout out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, that's made everyone's night. Well done, Tom. And what happened in the sex shop? Was it an awkward encounter?
Anne.
Hey, no worries, Anne. Welcome to the program.
First time, on time, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, nice great. Stuff, nice stuff. Welcome to Naughty After 9. What happened in the sex shop, Anne?
I'm in my 40s, yeah. So I ran into a girl who I'd gone into high school with.
Oh. Not the kind of person you're having lengthy chats with about sex.
No, not generally, no. We went to an all-girls school, it was a little awkward.
A little like, how you been?
Yeah, like, oh, hello, how are you? I just decided to sort of go into sales mode, I think. I just thought, we're both young, yeah. You know, so.
Are you working there?
No, I did end up working there, though.
Okay, really?
But as a customer, you went to sales mode. What do you mean?
Yes, well, I sort of went, she was looking at a toy and I go, oh, no, you don't want that one.
Oh, brilliant
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, no, you don't want that one.
Yeah, you that own one it, will... don't you? You just have to own it in those situations.
You do. You can't do anything else. You just. That's the best way to do it, really. And so we end up having a long discussion about, you know, oh, which ones were good. And I said, no, don't buy that one. But the sales, the company's really good. Like, the customer service is amazing with those ones. And anyway, yeah, and then the sales girl was overhearing the conversation, so no. you should come and work here. And it's actually the I won't say the one I work for, but basically we're all sales, it's all sales women there. We want to make the customers feel more comfortable. So yeah, it's all girls. We don't, it's not that we, you know.
Is it sexy land?
Oh.
Because I know they're great people at Sexyland.
Free plug
they're
there.
Bloody good at Sexyland.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
They're a bloody good store. And what products was she? What products were you looking at?
Oh, the toys with chargers. Yeah, you don't buy the battery operated ones.
Is the chargeable ones way better?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah, I mean they're more expensive initially, but yeah, the ones with the chargers. Yeah, you don't want to be getting the batteries out of the toys when, you know, kids need batteries for theirs or anything like that.
Yeah, totally. We're talking awkward sex shop encounters. It is Naughty After 9, a content warning for after 9 o'clock. And do you get some awkward sex shop encounters when you work at a sex shop?
It's all about your attitude to it, really. I mean, I'm pretty talkative and can make people comfortable fairly quickly. So it's not for me, but yeah.
And your job is to make them feel comfortable, isn't it? So you're awkward, you're not doing a very good job.
No, it's actually more, I mean, your boys coming in by themselves tend to be more sort of, but couples are always fun when they come in.
Oh, you have some great fun with couples, I reckon.
Yeah, you can have, but the guys in that situation always tend to be a little bit more smug, you know, like they're like kids at a candy store and the girls are like, oh, wow. But boys coming in by themselves are a different kettle of fish altogether.
Oh, we're not smug. We're embarrassed and coy. Yeah. Don't know how to be adult about it.
True. Absolutely. This is true.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff, Anne. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Love to get Sexyland as a sponsor on the show, I reckon, for Naughty After 9.
Sponsor us, Sexyland.
Sexyland, give us a sponsor for after 9 o'clock, I reckon.
Send us in some lube. Tom will test it out. Especially the flavoured ones. The flavoured ones would be good.
That would actually be a great radio stunt to film and put it online, is just like different flavoured lubes.
Blind flavouring of taste testing of lubes.
Oh, gross.
Why not?
133353, your awkward sex shop encounters / what happened at the sex shop in Sexyland. Please get in touch. Rhiannon.
Hi.
Oh, Rhiannon. Sorry for making you
wait. It sounds like your phone's underwater there, mate.
Oh, really?
Oh, there you are. You're back.
Awkward. Oh, okay, sorry.
That's cool. Awkward sex shop encounter?
Yeah, so me and my fiancé had an agenda. We knew exactly what we wanted and everything. And we go in the sex store, and lo and behold, who's behind the counter but my ex.
Oh, God!
Oh, no!
No, Rhiannon!
Yeah.
Did you guys end on good terms or bad terms?
It wasn't the messiest of breakups, but it wasn't exactly, civil either. It was sort of like, I just don't really ever want to see you again.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it? If you're with a partner and you're in a sex shop, I mean, come on.
So did he serve you?
Well, see, my partner didn't actually even really know. At first, he sort of gauged something was up because I started acting really funny, but my ex was a girl.
Yeah, okay.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
That makes it even.
That's not as bad for the boy, though. If it was another bloke,
Shut up,
buddy. Well, I'm just saying, macho. Oh, you know, the macho attitude, Dad, would play into your mind a bit if you were him.
Probably. So awkward when you're asking him to open up the cases and stuff.
Rhiannon! Oh, my God. It's so
awkward. How did the ex deal with the scenario?
Well, he wouldn't do it. He goes, I'm not doing it. You have to ask her. Like, I'm approaching her and stuff, but she's just looking at me and she's like, I know what you want. I know.
Was there anybody else?
Don't say that.
Was there anybody else in the shop that could have served you?
There was like one other person, but I had no idea who they were. Oh, she was the only one working. Oh, there was like one other customer, but she was the only one working.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, on your round, and well done for surviving that awkwardness, mate.
Cheers.
Just insane. 133353. What happened in the sex shop?
Yeah, it'd be good to get a few more.
Yeah, absolutely. Or awkward sex shop encounters. Who did you see? Who did you see or what happened?
I'd love a teacher or a family member.
133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After 9. Bang, bang, Green Day. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Of course, it's after 9 o'clock, so content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Hey, don't let us finish the show without any calls. Give us a call, 133353, with your awkward sex shop encounters or what happened at the sex shop. Was there something awkward that happened?
133353.
133353. 133353.
Luckily, on Facebook, you can find us at Tom and Ollie. Steve has got in contact. He loves a message. He had a great dentist story, Tom, but it was quite long. I didn't get to it. But he's also come to the rescue here with an amazing sex shop story.
I've got some background music, so it's not just you reading.
Yeah. He said, any more? Okay.
Oh, you want something different?
Little Star Wars theme doesn't really suit. Just something naturally sexy.
About bad to the bone.
Simple. Okay.
Or do you want...
Yep, this is good. Okay. My friend used to own a sex shop, and I worked there on and off when he needed time off. I had this lady come in one day, and she was looking at the vibrators and dildos, and she specified that she wanted the biggest one we stocked.
Brilliant.
I went out the back and I had a look.
Why go half? Just go the whole hog. Go commit. Get the biggest you can.
Go a whole hog if you can.
Take the American challenge.
He said, I went out the back and had a look, and she called out, it's okay, I found the one I want. I said, no prob. I came back out the front and she pointed to the corner and said, I will have that one, thanks. I looked at her and I said, you can't have that one, love. She turned to me and said, I want that one. Why can't I have it? Good writing here, Steve.
Yeah.
He said, I said, because that's a fire extinguisher. Either a great story or straight from like dad's naughty joke book. I'm not sure, but I love it, Steve. Well done.
Georgia on 133353. An awkward sex shop encounter, Georgia, or what happened at the sex shop?
I went shopping with a girlfriend, a girl that is a friend, and we were looking at some sex toys, and the lady came over. We were there for like 40 minutes, and the lady came over, and she's like, hi, can I help you? Is this for you and your partner? And I was like, no. Oh, I didn't mean to say it like that. Like, she's just a girl that's a friend. This is for me and my male partner. So embarrassed. I went bright red. I sounded like...
So you reckon? So you sounded quite rude to your friend who was just a friend.
Yes, she was definitely just a friend, but two females shopping for some sex toys doesn't always go down the greatest.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be strange if a sex shop was not about that. They wouldn't. I mean, they should be pretty cool with it.
Yeah, well, it was Sexyland, and the lady was so awesome about it, but I'm so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
Well, they are our new sponsor,
girlfriend,
Georgia.
Was there.
Yeah, good on you, Georgia.
They're our new sponsor, Sexyland, so good mention there, Georgia.
Yeah, good on you, Georgia, getting a little credit away, even though they're not a sponsor. Come on, Sexyland, get on board. Even our callers are doing the work for you, mate.
Tim on 13353, how good Sexyland?
No, I haven't been.
Okay, bummer. Okay, that wasn't good for the sponsor, but that's all right.
Tim, you're back. You've got a story for everything, mate. The second time on the show tonight. Your awkward sex shop encounter, buddy.
It was my friend. She just turned 21, and I went to a sex shop to buy vibrators just as a joke because she was going to open in front of her mom. And I was walking out, went to my car, and my parents' priest walked up, started talking to me.
Your parents' priest?
Yes.
What?
And the bag ripped open and they all fell out. Ran away. I had nothing to say and I just ran.
Hang
on, they fell out?
Yeah, like the bag ripped open.
What was in there?
Just like maybe 20 vibrators.
All
different sizes. Like I just went in there and I probably spent like over $100.
Why are you getting so many?
Just as a joke for her, she just turned 21, and I'm like, every day before her birthday, I'm gonna give her a vibrator, just as a joke. Just like, here you go.
You're a Casanova, Tim.
She was gay, and she's never used it. She's never seen one before, so I'm like, here you go. This is what it looks like, and I bought the biggest size.
Oh, brilliant stuff.
Different colors, Tim.
Yeah, different colors.
Yeah, you're a true gentleman. You're a Casanova.
Good on you, Tim. And she does. How many vibrators does she have now?
I think she gave them all to her friends. She doesn't use them. Like her partner uses them.
She didn't give them to the Salvos, did she?
No, I really hope not.
And do you see your priest much these days? Do you see your priest much these days?
No, I don't go to church anymore because of that. I had to sit there and explain to my parents and to a priest and all these people what happened and why I ran away.
Yeah, brilliant stuff, Tim. Give up on God if you've got a bag of vibrators, I reckon. Ending with a bit of Sex Bomb, of course, Tom Jones, Ollie.
Great track, Tom. Well done.
Get it up and about. Of course, check out the podcast if you're on the show and share it with your mates. Tom and Ollie. Wherever you get your podcasts or triplem.com.au. Highlights
some
for tonight.
Good stuff, Tom. Did you kill your pet?
No.
Was definitely a highlight for me.
I know you do.
Okay, good on you, Tom Jones. Have a good night.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
This bomb's for loving and you can shoot it far. I'm your main target. Come and help me ignite. Love struck and holding you tight. Hold me tight, dog. Make me explode. Sex me slow, and yes, I must react to claims of those who say that you are not all. Sex bomb, sex bomb, well, you're my sex bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along. Sex bomb, sex bomb, yeah. You're my sex bomb, and baby, you can turn me on.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.